The Gemara says in Daf Yizayin on the base, concerning the Yom HaMidah Sarachimim, that there's a bris krusa, there's a guarantee, a haftach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that calls man the Yasu Lefani Kaseder Hazeh, that we say the Yom HaMidah Sarachimim, Einan Chazes Reikam, we will always surely be answered. And the obvious question is, the Gaonim already asked, is that this doesn't seem to be true. We go ahead every year, we daven, we say the Yom HaMidah Sarachimim, and sometimes we're not answered. So how does that fit into this bris krusa that the Gemara mentions as a haftacha, as a guarantee? And the Gaonim say, Gevaldik Echidish, they say if you're Medakin, the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara doesn't say that Yermu Lefani Kaseid HaZeh, you should say the Yom HaMidah Sarachimim. The Gemara says Yasu Lefani, you should do them. Do the Yom HaMidah Sarachimim. And the Gaonim say that the haftacha is only if we actually act upon them, we emulate the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become a Rachim, we become a Chanun. If we act in such a way, then there's a guarantee that they will definitely be answered. But if we just say them, we don't do them, then there's no haftacha. It's a Gevaldik Echidish from the Gaonim. Others argue on this. From Rashi over here, it's mashma not like that. Rashi says that, yes, kirum Yisrael, but tefilas tanisam, we just have to mention them in our tefillah, and that's enough that ein l'chazes reikam. It's mashma, you don't have to actually do them, you just have to mention them, but l'fi the ga'inim, you have to mamish do the midas harachamim. And that's a big chumrah in the haftacha of ein l'chazes reikam. The hafla says a beautiful hasber, a shekel raya against the ga'inim. He points out, he says that l'fi the shittas, we mentioned the shita of the Gra, the Arizal, they hold the Yigim midas harachamim, begin with the midah of Kel. Hashem Hashem is an introduction. Kel is the first one of the Yigim midas harachamim. So he says that itself is a raya, not like the Gaonim, because Bishma, the other midas, Rachim, Chanun, etc., those are midas that we could emulate. We could have Rachmanis, we could be Chanun, Bechule. But the midah of Kel is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not something that we could do. How could we Yasu Lefane? How could we be nug with the midah of Kel? So that itself, the midah of Kel, is a raya l'chayra that we don't have to do them, we just have to say them. And he says that's the pshat in the tefillah that we say before the midas Rachim, and we say Kel Hares Elanu Loimar Shlosh Yisrei. It's being meramis to this Indian. The Kel, the fact that Kel is one of the Yigim of Midas Arachimim, shows us as a haychacha that Harei Solanu Laimar Shlosh Yisrei, that all you told us to do is to say the Yigim of Midas Arachimim. We don't have to do them like the Gaonim, we just have to say them, because if we had to do them, then it wouldn't be shaykh to have an asiyah when it comes to the Midah of Kel. Lefi the Gaonim, he's mazbe over there, that they must hold that there is some element of Kel that we could emulate as well, but the Pashas, he says, is that Kel is a raya, that we don't have to do them, we just have to say them. Just want to mention another Yisayt over here, Gevaldik Yisayt from the Bnei Saschar and others, in understanding the Yigim HaMidas HaRachamim, especially if you hold that they start with the Midah of Kel, he says that the Yigim HaMidas HaRachamim are mechuvin kenaga the Yigim HaMidas HaTar Nidreshes Bahem. They correspond to each other, starting from Kel, Rachum, Mechan, and each one is mechuvin kenaga in one of the Yidgim Amidas Shatay Nidrashis Bam. And based upon this, there's a lot of beautiful biurim that the Bnei Saska says. I'll just mention one of them. He says, we find by Miriam, at the end of Parshas Baaloischa, when Miriam was Mitzaras Kashalig, so Moshe Benu Davins, Kelna Rafan Allah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Vavia Yorak Yorak Befaneh Haloi Tikalim Shemes Yamim, Tisagya Shemes Yamim Chutz Lamachane. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds that she should be put away. She should have hesker for 7 days. But Rashi says what he really meant is that's for basa b'dam. But kal v'chayim l'shchina yidal yom, for the shchina it should really be 14 days. And the question is that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave out the kal v'chayim in his response? Meaning, why doesn't say b'feresh the for shchina should be 14 days? Usually the Torah says says what it means. It doesn't rely on a kal v'chayim to understand what the response of Moshe Rabbeinu is in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why over here is the Torah relying on this midah of kal v'chayim? So the Bnei Saschar explains that being that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the midah of Kel na Rafan Allah, he was ma'ir the midah of Kel. So that was ma'ir the Yigim HaMidas HaRachamim, which is mechuvin kenagdai, which is the midah of kal v'chayim. Kal v'chayim is the first one in the Yigim HaMidas HaRachamim. It's mechuvin kenagdai, the midah of Kel. So since he davened for Kel, mimela he was ma'ir the midah of kal v'chayim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded bedavka with the midah of kal v'chayim. And I was thinking, I'll be that. Maybe it could be mazber, something that you found by the By Purim, the Acharonim say, the Bach says that the Iker Gula Purim came through the Midah of Kel. That's what we say in the Bracha, according to some Shitas, HaKel, HaRavis Rivenu. We mentioned the name Kel, Befrat. Esther said, Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani. And the Bach explains that Kel is the Midah of Chesed, and there was a special Chesed that brought about the Geula of Purim, even though we weren't right. And it could be Lefi that. That's why it's Muzber. The Gemara says in Daf Yudalet in Megillah that the Memches Nevi'im were never Meisif anything on what it says in the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. And the Gemara says, my Darsh, what did they Darshan to be able to be Meisif the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah? So it says they made a Kal V'chayim, the Mami Misa, And that was the Kal V'Chomer, which was the Yesoda, the whole Yontov of Purim. So being that the whole Gula Purim came about through the Midah of Kel, through the Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, HaKel HaRabbis Rivenu, therefore the Takana of Purim came about Bedafka through the Midah of Kal V'Chomer, because that is the Midah which corresponds to the Midah of Kel, like the Bnei Sasker is saying.